somebody said that white people don't dance to the beat, they dance to the lyrics. And now I can't.
I heard that
I can
too.
See
yeah.
it. Yeah. Yes.
I can't unsee that.
Yes. Yeah. It's true.
It's an amazing revelation. Right. But, anyways,
they will get low once you got to get low.
That's true.
At the wrong time.
At the wrong time.
Get low, black people get are low. Hitting the beats while they're just dancing to the lyrics.
River dancing.
But,
nothing against it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to an episode of Press X Presents.
Yes.
This week, we will be talking about gaming addiction.
Woo!
And I'm your host, Marcus Ellison.
What's up, DJ?
And this is Jordan, resident X-Bot.
There you go.
And we're going to throw it over to Jordan to give a little bit of a rundown on this, since this is his new story.
Well, thank you so much, Marcus. So I will present you with this question, Donald and Marcus.
Okay.
Do you find yourself having chills?
Yes, all the time.
Do you find yourself sweating in the middle of the night?
I'm sweating right
well,
now.
It's Maryland. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, you might be an addict.
Oh, word.
Video games.
Oh,
damn.
Shit.
As defined by the World Health Organization.
Wait, just that? That's it?
Oh, just multiple ones. We're gonna go down the list.
I haven't even played a game.
We're gonna go down the list in a second.
Okay. Here we go.
Basically,
okay.
What happened was earlier this month, late June, mm-hmm. the World Health Organization would publish like many NGOs, nonprofits, data keeping organizations, and health and wellness organizations. They will publish these almanacs in a way.
Okay.
Like these standards and practices of whatever focus it is.
Right.
The International Classification of Diseases. Or ICDs had added gaming addiction to their list.
That's wild. That's wonderful. That's like adding bling to the Oxford Dictionary.
Basically, what they have done was there are multiple facets of seeing if someone is addicted to video games.
Okay.
Gotcha.
The first one is they have a preoccupation or obsession with internet games. That's the first one.
Okay.
All
internet
these
games.
Why explicitly internet games?
Well, we didn't explain it. This is how loose the narrative is.
Well,
going
I
forward.
Wait. I guess because internet games are usually multiplayer games, and that's
like
a game that you
phones.
That's a game
like
that you can keep playing versus like a single player game where there's an end to it.
True.
Yeah.
The second one is that you have withdrawal symptoms when not playing video games.
I get withdrawals not playing Pokemon Quest, so I completely understand that.
The third one is you have a tolerance for gaming so that a person needs to spend more time playing to be satisfied, to which you have a positive feedback system when you play a video game.
Yeah.
Okay.
The fourth one is at least one failed attempt to stop, like go cold turkey.
Yeah.
Or cut back on video games. You can't do it because you just got to play it. The third one.
I'm 5 months sober from video gaming.
I know, yeah, there's like a video game AA groups out there.
I'm completely trash at Call of Duty right now, though.
Is you have a loss of interest in other life activities. So you ain't going outside, you're not dancing, you're not partying.
Got you.
Another one is you have an overuse of digital games despite realizing the impairment they have caused. So that one and the fourth one are kind of one and the same.
Right.
The seventh one, lying to others about game usage. You're ashamed.
Baby.
You fiend.
Baby, I promise you. I promise I wasn't playing RuneScape, right?
I wasn't playing 2K, I swear to God.
Nigga, you said you was stopping.
I was mowing the lawn.
So
okay,
and,
yeah.
This one plays directly.
Why you got Cheeto dust on your fingers?
This one plays directly into the next one. Using gaming to escape or relieve anxiety or guilt. So like it's kind of a positive feedback.
Yeah, I mean
you're trying to be happy.
Right, that's part
and
of.
You should be ashamed. You're an addict. Sorry.
Right, that's part of gaming. Though.
Art generally is catharsis.
Mm-hmm.
Or a lot of it is. Yeah.
And the final one is relationships have been lost or risked because of gaming.
Relationships
you don't have
lost
a good social life.
Risk. Okay.
Yeah, like this was a draft description of a diagnosis of internet gaming disorder, which will require determination. So, like, if a family member, a guardian, mm-hmm. or a friend, or whatever
yeah.
social agency you have,
a rock,
they're now being instructed in a way to use these as indicators for gaming addictions. There were various weights. Weights can be applied to that list. Right. Because there are, like, okay, if it's harming your relationship with your loved ones, then yeah, sure. If you're skipping work to do it, yeah,
right.
sure.
Right.
But if it's for a positive feedback loop, that's life.
It's very, yeah. this is very murky.
Dicks.
Because
I'm sorry, I'm really offended about
when
that.
When you think of the term addiction, mm-hmm. you think
in
of
this time and place.
Yeah, you think of something that makes somebody a danger to themselves and others.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And an addiction is something that inherently follows up with a rehab of some sort to kind of rid somebody of that addiction.
Well, Marcus, they do have gaming rehab clinics now that are now going to be World Health Organization certified. They existed in the past, but now it's another level of thing.
See, that's
like little like family camps, and it's sad, dude.
That's,
it's weird.
That's weird to me, because I'm not going to lie and act like there aren't people out there who are probably problematically addicted to video
World
games.
Of Warcraft.
Like, yeah, like refuse to leave their room for days on end, are completely unable to function in society. But that's
right.
something else on top of video game.
Right. I mean, like,
that's a
video game is not the
cause
of it.
That's
video
a
predisposed
game person. Like, I think that person has that inside of them to
right.
act
yeah.
on that. The game is
video
only
game,
a catalyst
they just
to that
filtered themselves
being.
Into that right. video. Yeah.
It could have been anything.
Yeah.
It could have been movies. It could have been books.
What? Yeah, exactly. What I don't like is that it's the idea of we're pinning this on video games versus pinning it on entertainment.
Right.
Like, this person is addicted to entertainment. Mm-hmm. Like, it just happens to be that this person is choosing that video games is their entertainment.
Maybe it's because, and I was talking to my parents about this, because, like, I'm not saying I had an addiction to video
yeah.
games, but I enjoy video games.
Yeah,
I play
right.
tennis.
Yeah.
We all do.
Right. We're on a podcast about video games.
it didn't, like, only at times in my life was it like, okay, like, now my grades are being affected. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna, like, there are clear repercussions.
Right.
And it was clearly defined that video games were distracting me. But
right.
I still went to school. Mm-hmm. I still lived a healthy life. But
right.
to just say that video games are the sole
proprietor.
Factor
yeah.
in these sad cases, which
right.
do occur,
yeah.
which are existing, is kind of unfortunate. I think it's literally because video games are considered a novelty.
Yeah.
They're considered a toy.
Yeah.
And it's the interactability nowadays compared to other forms of medium.
Exactly.
I think it's also to the point where, like, I think that video games are an easy thing to, because they've been pinning violent stuff, like the problems with violence on video games,
right.
too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's an easy thing to filter their anxieties onto video games instead of, like, looking at, like, mental health,
yeah.
right?
You know,
oh, yeah,
so
yeah,
instead,
right.
like, the families can be like, "Oh, it's those damn video games." Instead of saying, "Oh, my son might have bipolar disorder,
mm-hmm.
or he might have social
anxiety,"
exactly,
right,
which
yeah.
is a total thing,
yeah.
exactly. So
very
instead
true.
Of getting therapy, they're like, "Turn off those damn video
mm-hmm.
games
and go outside or something."
Yeah.
Or trying
yeah.
to, like, detox and reprogram them,
exactly.
You know,
and so that's where this is a problem, I think.
I think it lies, and I'm not trying to be a libertarian. There are people out there that live their lives a certain. I'm not gonna say like a certain way, but mm-hmm. when I went off to Towson,
mm-hmm.
The first semester I had my Xbox 360,
mm-hmm.
I should have bought PS3. I know I should have bought.
No judgment.
But, no.
Slight judgment.
We all make choices.
I recognize how preoccupying that game could be to my studies
yeah.
at the time. And I made the self-determination
right.
to leave that at home. And mm-hmm. it's going to be there when I get back on vacation.
Right.
You know what I mean? But, like, that's a personal – that's a judgment that I made.
Yeah.
There were people in my dorm
yeah.
that had their Xboxes,
right.
PlayStation 3s for FIFA,
yeah.
fighting games and
right.
all that. They did just as fine.
Right.
Yeah.
But I knew
me. Right.
I know that I enjoy video games, and I know that in order for me to perform well at school, I need these shits to be
well,
at cause home.
Right. You had, because right. you have a sense of self and agency.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that you can... Yes, you enjoy this a lot, but you can detach yourself from it to do
right.
other life
right.
things.
Right.
I think that we won't get to a point where gaming addiction, as it were, is extremely dangerous until we get to like virtual reality.
What's that movie we just
Ready
saw?
Player One.
Ready Player One. Like,
when you get to that point and people can literally get lost in virtual reality,
that's they can't disseminate
exactly.
Real life.
That's when it's a problem. Scary.
The uncanny. What's that called?
Uncanny Valley.
We're not there yet. We're getting there.
So this point in time,
technically, we are pretty close to there.
Yeah.
But it's still like, you don't see like people walking down the street with VR headsets. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Remember that scene when the kids were like running through intersections? Like, this
exactly.
kid's gonna be dead.
So we're not there. We're not there yet.
Yeah.
And so I think that right now, I get that it's probably like a preemptive measure in some way.
But right now, just to go back,
I think you're not Uncanny Valley isn't what you're talking about. You're talking about the saturation point of like VR into common world.
The ability to see one picture that has been produced by a computer in the actual real life.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Like there's a word for that is what I'm trying to say. Like our mind, because like with the most advanced AAA games that we're seeing right now, we can still tell
that
this
game.
is not real life. Maybe not because not just because of mechanics, but visuals too.
Right.
What
I'm
saying is like this is one to one.
My
brain.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Not being fake.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Because that's when you'll get in that point where life is hard.
Yeah.
And then you go into your VR landscape,
right.
And you're just like living your life out there.
I will say that, like, I think out of the three of us, none of us has really had like extensive experience in VR.
No.
But I have heard like many stories that like people who have spent like a lot of time in VR, although the graphic fidelity is not there, the fact that you are having these one-to-one interactions, like you essentially like your brain is tricked to think, okay, this is real world now.
Right.
Like when they come out of VR, they are doing things in the game, expecting things to happen. They're like, oh shit, that's not how that works. I completely agree that like once we have VR as a like viable and stable platform,
yeah, like when that's the predominant,
we're gonna see what real gaming addiction looks like.
But based
on the list I presented,
based on not only
the list I presented, but the current atmosphere, current conditions,
like, you can turn off a video game at this point. You can put a controller down.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a way to detach.
Actually, this is really funny because it was a Netflix show called Kiss Me First, and it is very...
A rom-com?
Nah, it's not that.
It's Ready Player One, the TV show.
Pretty much.
Okay.
And
it's on Netflix?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, I'll check it out.
It's very much so... It's not really a show about addiction, but there is similarities between what the show covers and what we're talking about, because the main character, she starts with her mom dies, and we don't really know about their relationship too much or like her past self, but she's about 18 or so.
Okay.
And from the outside, she clearly has like social issues.
Okay.
So when her mom dies, like, she is sitting there looking at a budget of some sort. It's just numbers on a paper. And she, like, adds stuff up, and she realizes, oh, my mom didn't leave me enough. What she meant by that was her mom didn't leave her enough to play her game. So there's this virtual game called, you know what, I don't remember. It starts with the A, whatever. There's this virtual game in that world that's, like, the game to play. It's like Ready Player One's virtual world.
Right.
Everyone goes to it. You can do whatever you want in the world. Mm-hmm. You don't feel any pain, so you can die repeatedly. There's no like risk or whatever.
Right.
So that was essentially her outlet. And it very much so seemed like she was addicted to this game. Mm-hmm. But then things happen that kind of pull her out of the game. That's a part of the other story. But in terms of what we're talking about, In her situation, it very much seems like if it wasn't that game, if it was drugs, she would be addicted to drugs.
Yeah.
Like, right. It was just her personality traits and her ability to or inability to make like friends outside of this
world. And I think that like social anxiety or mental health issues combined with losing yourself in gaming
right.
can be destructive to your quality of
right.
life. But even then, I'd still have a hard time lumping it with alcohol, drugs, self-harm. Because the thing is, video games, yes, they could take you away from, yeah. you know, living a regular, right. quote-unquote, life.
I mean, it's actually that factor.
But
is why it works in tandem with people who have, like, social issues. It's because yeah. they can find this escape.
Exactly. Yeah. But I think that, like, you can lump emotional or mental health issues with anything that's addictive.
Yeah.
But the thing about like alcohol, drugs, self-harm is you can actually die from those things.
Yeah.
True.
Like
right.
that can
right.
result.
Only in the most extreme cases, like that one player in South Korea who went like a 36-hour marathon.
Right, oh, right.
At a gaming you know? Cafe.
Yeah. The most extreme yeah. conditions. Right.
Exactly. Those are but severe. But like.
If I try what, like 7 shots of gin.
Right.
You know, daily, that's going to take me out.
Exactly. And that's the thing.
The only thing I do 7 shots of is with water.
I know. You don't
take shots of water.
You don't drink.
Watch me, Mark.
You don't drink, what's that, Bushmaster rum?
You don't drink that moonshine, boy.
Bushmaster.
You are lucky you are black because that'd be incredibly racist.
But it's.
Yeah, yeah, boy.
it's one of those things where, like, with video gaming, like you said, it's only the most extreme cases
like
where
death.
You know the average gamer, even like the average hardcore gamer, isn't gonna play 36 hours straight.
No,
you know, there's a point where they're gonna have to, I don't know, use the bathroom or get
food,
right,
or you know, like
this person was a sociopath,
exactly.
Right.
And so that was
God
something else
soul.
Entirely. Whereas with alcohol, drinking, all that stuff, like. That's something that you can continue to come back to, waste money on,
right.
and it's going to destroy your body.
Like,
right.
the game itself can't kill you.
Exactly.
No.
Unless you swallow the thing. Or
until we get to virtual reality.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, like, this is a precedent because the world, like, we've been tackling, you know what, I think this goes on to a larger issue. In
yeah.
terms of how games are perceived in within our society.
Absolutely, yeah.
We always put it through the extremes.
Mm-hmm.
With gun violence, we're like, every time we talk to someone who talks about, you know, violence in video games and stuff like that,
like I'm playing that Call of Duty,
they don't understand how clear this game presents the world
right.
that you're doing these actions.
What the fuck
in.
A kill streak is, and why it's so important that you get a kill streak.
Like in Grand Theft Auto, I can go like on a crazy tirade.
Yeah.
But when my character dies, I don't end up, and I know in real life I won't end up in front of a hospital and get to do it all over again.
Yeah,
right.
They think games are promoting this sociopathic
and
behavior.
If you,
yeah,
and
right.
if you're,
when it's
the,
just not true.
If right. somebody does play, let's say Grand Theft Auto, and they go on a ridiculous spree and then they die, and if they actually think
that
they
gonna
can
happen.
Get a redo. Then there was something else wrong
Very
with
deeper.
Him
Very
that needs
true.
To be addressed.
Very
it's
deeper.
Not
and
Grand Theft Auto's fault.
That they're coming to those crazy conclusions.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The first
and
Grand Theft
wait,
Auto.
Wait, wait, wait. Just to add on to this whole Grand Theft Auto example, the other facet about this whole thing is that in Grand Theft Auto, that game is programmed in a way where if you start acting awry and acting crazy,
go.
The game will fight back.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's like, oh, okay, well, we're going to call cops.
Yep.
Oh, okay, we're going to get helicopters.
Yep.
Oh, we're going to send tanks after you. Like, it's,
exactly.
Yeah.
And it was so infuriating because I believe what had happened was, not to trigger anybody, but like with the new town conversation, the new town, Connecticut shooting that happened back
okay.
in 2012.
Yeah.
Covering that.
Yeah.
A game was referenced that they believed the shooter had played, which was Mass Effect. But it wasn't even Like they
over all the games.
They didn't even go into investigate what Mass Effect was. Only thing they heard was that it was a game.
Yeah.
And they're like, "Well, this is the catalyst.
Oh my god.
This is what pushed them over."
Right.
It wasn't the stockpile of armaments his mom had collected over the past years.
Yep. Nah.
Or the relationship with the family dynamic.
You can't interact with those things. You can't build a relationship with any of those.
So
if he was playing Mass Effect 3 and saw that ending, I understand.
No. But I mean, like, it just shows.
Fuck this game.
I'm sorry, that was a tasteless joke.
It begins to expand the narrative to show that many of these older institutions that are still making the rules are very much ill-equipped to addressing
technology.
Yep.
With Mark Zuckerberg and his hearing just showing how woefully,
he had to literally explain to them how things work.
Scary, ignorant.
Yeah.
The government is at this stuff.
Yep.
Now we have the World Health Organization coming out with this very loose thing that I would expect an eighth grader to produce that never happened. Well, you know what? I would expect the eighth grader to produce a better list.
That's true.
Because they probably are more.
They have experience
averse.
In video games.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's
they
like,
probably play Fortnite.
Right.
clearly. When President 45 had called that summit of
oh my god
President 45
the
redacted
right
I believe it was the creators of Grand Theft Auto were invited Call of Duty Activision people were invited the big shoot 'em up games and
it was mainly the like publishers kind of
they were invited and. When I read the outgoing interviews, they were like, we kind of didn't really go over anything. we just told them what the games were about.
Yeah.
And that was it. Like even him, he didn't seem too interested.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's all political.
It all, yeah. Yeah, it's...
it's the fact that, like...
Blame it on the alcohol is what we're saying.
games are for kids unless... We see, this one person was playing a game and then he shot up a school or something.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, games are terrible now. But it's like, there's so much nuance between A and B.
Yep.
And one final thing in terms of because we've had this conversation before back when Mortal Kombat came out.
Oh yeah.
And what a shock to the system was because that was when the ESRB was created.
Right.
Yep.
And when you think about political ideologies, conservatives are all about, businesses being able to regulate themselves.
Yeah.
So,
which is funny, right?
Which is what the ESRB did. The ESRB is the most successful version of regulation. Not only is it the content creators, it's the distributors that have to follow the rules.
Yep.
It is very much clear that Grand Theft Auto is mature 17.
Yep.
It has guns, it has blood, it has violence, sexual content right there on the box, ready to go. The ESRB says all the time, please, I remember when I came back from Towson one time. I got carded for trying. I'm babyface, y'all. But like
he's a very tall 15-year-old.
Right? Very tall. Basically, they were like, I'm sorry, but we have to do this,
right?
You know what I mean? And I can't buy a game for a 15-year-old, or they're not gonna
right.
do it. So,
like growing up, like to get those games,
you
had to convince
your parents.
Yeah,
exactly.
The conversation already happened.
So then the parents to be like, oh well, this you bought him the game,
right? Yeah,
they made it clear on the back that there are strong mature themes here.
The cover has her chest 80% exposed. Like, you knew what was going to happen.
Why are you mad?
Full disclosure, I was being faced at the time. Okay?
I mean, you still.
Nah, get out of my face.
You got some strands of chin hair. But.
Hey, I'm trying. It's all there. But no,
it's a work in progress.
But basically, the institutions, the powers that be are ill-equipped to understand and make these assumptions about video games and not only the preclude, I can't. How do you say that word?
Oh, oh.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Proclivities? Proclivities? Or
no. Yeah, anyways.
Whatever. I don't know. Yeah, what
say the spelling, be damned.
The nuances involved with this industry that is many, many decades old right now and is very powerful. And if you're gonna say it's addictive, have the right reasons and do the right research and actually ask gamers.
Invite the right people to that conversation.
Know some shit.
And actually do the research with those people.
Instead of like old 7-year-old psychiatrists who are like, oh, my granddaughter plays this.
Yeah, like.
Right.
She doesn't talk to me while I'm in the car with her. So she's addicted.
Because she's playing Fortnite.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm
what
sure.
What is this Fortnite?
I'm sure like, you know.
Terrible.
I'm sure that they know a lot about, you know, alcohol, why it's addictive. They know a lot about drugs and all that stuff. But, like, you can't just throw video games. They're all willy-nilly just, you know, with base-level knowledge at best.
It's addictive because of positive feedback.
Right.
Come on now.
I think it is.
In a smoky room making all these decisions.
I think it's partly them using their knowledge of other addictive substances or whatever,
and just applying it
to video games, because they see
the
like what they see on news, where it's not necessarily them like, okay, video games. Okay, there's a lot of video games out there. Mm-hmm. I should try and play a video game, see what it's like,
right?
Mm-hmm. See if I can find like this, just being like a research paper or whatever. See if I can find addictive qualities in it. Just kind of get an idea of like, oh, if a child is less developed than myself, they can kind of see how this could be a problem or something, and kind of approach it that way. Versus, like, I mean, even that way, there's a bunch of problems with what I said in terms of my mental state and all that stuff.
Right.
But like, at least like, do that level of research. Like,
they're not doing that.
Yeah, exactly.
They have all this money and capital and resources, but because they're just so passive about it, because they probably have another way of, I'm not gonna say making revenue, but justification of the organization, I don't know. It's very sad.
I mean, they also can't like be relevant, I guess still. They can't like test video games effects on like rats. You know, like they can test like drug effects and alcohol and stuff on animals and see how that works out.
They would have to use people.
That's another thing I have to say. Like, alcohol and drugs have things in them that make them addicted.
The brain. Yes. Literally affect the brain. Like, chemically affect the brain.
Exactly. Right. They will leave you chemically imbalanced. They will influence your chemistry.
Right.
I mean, like there is a dopamine. What was that? Like the positive feedback with playing video games.
Well, yeah,
but, like,
it's not
as reliant as cocaine.
Exactly.
And alcohol, like that's and alcohol damages in another way too.
I have a question. Damages. Gambling casinos.
Right.
Yeah.
They are considered addictive.
Yes. Yeah.
But we allow them in states.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, to pay for education. I mean, per se.
Got you.
They're saying they're using the money for education, but we don't know.
Okay.
Then Las Vegas, sorry, Nevada would be the smartest state on the map, but.
Yeah.
No.
Right.
Okay. Nothing against my Nevadans, but come on, y'all.
I think that we're just in a period of time with our society where we're doing everything we can to pad down things or give something a name. Like, that's the thing that's
classify things.
Yeah, classify everything. Because we're in, you know,
the
age of inclusion and all that stuff where everything needs a label in order for people to understand it.
Right.
And so that's why that's why we're putting addiction on video game and extreme video gaming, because it's a word that we know.
Right.
And it's a buzzword. And so you see the word addiction and you're just like, oh my
addiction,
goodness.
Addiction, violence, these kids, the kids are wild.
Exactly. So
we
can almost, just to take that what you said a step further, we can almost use these new classifications now to say like, oh, this kid who did a school shooting, he was addicted to video games.
Yep.
And it's just worked out negatively.
Exactly.
In his way.
So then we could
on his emotion.
Exactly. Right. By using the term addiction, it'll be easier to pin it on something else but mental health and neglect.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Or just overall wellness resources available to the child.
Exactly.
You know, like, why are they playing all these video games instead of talking to friends? I don't know.
God damn it. That's going to be so
upsetting. Maybe because there's no more bowling alleys.
Yeah.
There's another, like, I don't know, domestic terrorist of some sort, and they just find a way to, like,
pin it on video games. They almost always try to find out if he played video games. Like, he was a social outcast and played a lot of Warcraft and, You know, like these games are a barrier to healthy social life. That is a lie. You know who purchased my PS4? My friend who I was friends with on Xbox Live. He lived all the way in Austin. He moved to Charleston. And he like we were such good friends. Mm-hmm. Like we had such a personal relationship. And you can build social relationships with these guys.
And I also feel
great relationship.
I feel like there's way more functioning gamers than there are like functioning alcoholics or cokeheads.
The average gamer's 18 to 35 now. We have jobs and mortgages and car notes.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
We've gone to school.
It's the idea of there is a vocal minority that is influencing government, essentially.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a vocal, powerful minority.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's because of them that the rest of us just like, all right, now we have to deal with this. It's like, what the hell?
Yeah.
But it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're all in one accord about this.
Man. We gotta get on these ballot boxes.
Turns out we are all addicted to video games.
We are all addicted. Yeah. It destroyed many relationships.
I'll see y'all at VAA next week.
VGA, Video Gamers Anonymous.
I think there's an awards for that.
Yeah, there is an awards.
We got to shut down the podcast.
I gotta play my video game, man.
You got any of them video games, baby?
Got any loot boxes, daddy?
I suck your dick.
Oh no! I got some VG points.
Just give me a chance to get that epic roll, man. Come on,
come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, dog.
I need it. Oh shit!
Somebody shows up with like a trench coat, be like, I got that God of War sequel.
Y'all want some V coins? Steal from your parents. that's the thing though. Some of these kids are stealing from their parents. But it's like how to get the credit card in the first place. He's only 12 years old, dog.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How does he have a credit card, homie?
Yep. Yep.
Is something wrong with the parents?
Well, it just yeah, it sucks. I don't even know what to say.
That's gonna be Donald when he runs for mayor. He's gonna be like, yeah, sucks. you bad.
Vote for me, I'll make it not suck.
That'd be a great slogan. It sucks. I can help it not.
Like Mr. Harris, like, what do you think about the pollution? Like, yeah, it sucks.
I didn't do it. So.
I didn't do it.
But all right.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty much.
Squeeze as much as we can out of this limit, dog.
Yeah, we could.
Squeeze as much as we can out of this limit.
Just be mindful, everyone, and just
check on your neighbors. Make sure you're not shaking.
Also, just, I don't know, invest in therapy. Like, take care of yourselves.
Yeah. And diversify.
And not just yourselves. If you notice something's off about a friend of yours or a family member or whatnot, ask them, see what's up, do some research, and get them the help that they need. Don't just pin it on the first thing you can think of.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Do some research.
And extend that to your online neighbors.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Because those people are the people that you're playing games with and stuff. So you guys are talking while you guys are shooting or whatever you're doing.
Yeah. And calling each other racial slurs.
It's all about regulation. Make sure you're well regulated. It's always... Video games are great.
Yeah.
I love video games, but you know.
Regulate each other so the government doesn't have to regulate the rest of us.
Thank you.
True.
Thank you. Self-regulation.
All right. Well, this has been special episode of Press X Presents.
This is a long PSA. The after-school special.
G.I. Joe.
Don't play video games, kids.
Who wants a Bonavasar?
Oh, we would hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we enjoyed making it. Although the topic was a little infuriating for us. But anyways, don't forget to rate and review us in your favorite podcasting app. Every little bit helps. If you missed any of this, you can find all the details and more on our website at pressx2start.com. Until next time, we've been Press X to Start.
Yes, sir.
Peace.
Peace
out.
He said, who wants a bottle?